T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I don't even know if I've ever heard of Tom Brady being referenced as Tom Terrific.
1,000 times, no.
We've been calling Tom Seaver Tom Terrific forever, for as long as I can remember.
George Thomas Seaver.
Brady, way out of line here. Way out of line.
Think of the children. Won't somebody please think of the children?
It is time to deflate Tom Brady's attempt to copyright the name Tom Terrific.
Our good friend Stedman always says we keep going.
New York sports fans will gather here to toss Tom Brady jerseys into a trash can full of beans.
God, this is madness.
No, no, let's get to Chara.
The shot by Shen blocked in front by Chara. He's hurt.
Oh, it went off his own stick, and it came up, and it got him right in the face. And he is bleeding.
Is he ever?
Well, we clearly know he got a puck in the face.
Thank you.
Very uncomfortable.
He fractured his jaw.
All right, hey, Chara, this guy, 42 years old.
No idea. All right, let's go.
Right now.
Summertime's calling my name. I hear you now.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Here we go. Right.
Three hockey guys for 4 hours. Can I just say this and simplify it for everybody? Because we're the simple hockey guys. There's some people that try to break into.
Well, hold on. I'm a hockey insider.
No, we do it. What do you need?
Breaking news again.
So let's simplify this series, okay? It's very simple.
I hate these hockey guys.
Exactly. It's very simple. And it all depends on how badly you want it and how desperate you are. So the two games that the Bruins have won, they've won handily, and they've played the type of game that they want to play, right? They're speed on the outside along the boards, they're beating all the checks, and they're getting great shots, and their power play is explosive. And the two games that they lost, St. Louis is doing the exact same thing, when they're just beating the living crap out of you. We were just talking about it off the air. Excuse me, David Pastrnak, who was that, the first 2 minutes of the game? He got creamed behind the net.
You want to talk about
giving up the puck?
You want to talk about setting a tone for the night? I think it was 2 minutes and 15 seconds into that game.
It's unbelievable.
And I don't want it. We're just looking at it again. So, I mean, the puck's behind the net. He's clearly there first. And Sundqvist is coming, and he's like, I don't want it.
I'm sorry.
Right out of the gate, 2 minutes into that game.
Yeah, the game over at that point. But these four games, two of them that St. Louis have won, they have played the game exactly the way they want to play it, and they have played out of desperation. The two games the Bruins have won, they have played exactly the way they want to play it, and they have played out of desperation. Now, my guess is Thursday night, it's all different, because the Bruins are the desperate team, and they'll get back to playing where they want to play.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. I like it. Great game set.
The philosophy of each team. What do you think is harder to maintain on a regular basis? What the Blues do as far as just their energy, their physicality, and then just that whole like thug mentality, or what the Bruins do? You know, more of a speed game, not necessarily finesse, but a lot of passing. There's so many skilled players on their team. Which one do you think is harder to maintain?
To be honest with you, in a 7-game set, I would say the Bruins. And I'll tell you why, because this is probably the hardest things for Bruins fans to accept. You are not the toughest team on the ice.
I'm
just saying, it's the mentality of a Bruins fan. This team has evolved. You know, there's more skill. You are not used to being the team with more skill, more speed. You are used to playing the Vancouver Canucks and hitting the hell out of them. Every opportunity you can get to slow down that skill, to slow down that speed, and hope it wears on them. So in the back half of a series, you can then start to take control, because you've got them looking over there. You got them doing what Pasta did 2 minutes into the freaking game, not going for the puck instead of taking the hit. I'm just saying, we've seen it before. We've seen the Bruins have some success, especially when they won the Cup. Played some high-powered teams, so we're going to hit them early. Everything we got, and it slows them down, and it makes them hesitant, which is what you saw last night.
What do you think? What do you think is harder to maintain?
I would say this. And I'm going to give Craig Berube all the credit in the world because he intimidated those officials with what he said yesterday. And I hope those people who called us in yesterday and said, what is Berube doing? That's stupid. By the way, and we'll get to it in a few minutes, Bruce Cassidy pretty much did the same thing this morning.
But we like it.
We like it now suddenly when Cassidy does it. Because Cassidy knows the embellishment last night. They came out in the first period last night. There were no penalties. Does anybody think that St. Louis came out and played a clean, sharp little first period? No, they beat the crap out of you. So if the officials play that game,
there can always be an if.
Always is an if. There's a gray to all of this. If the officials allow you to do it, which my guess is in the playoffs, it's more likely to happen. I'm with him. I think St. Louis has the better advantage. And who, by the way, before the series began, who are these people that told us that these two teams mirror each other?
Yeah, I don't see it at all.
I don't see any of that.
Gasol was one.
I
would say they look at polar opposites.
Absolutely.
They could not be farther. I'm thinking about, all right, you have a big physical team. Think about how much. Go look at like the first 10 minutes of that game. It was insane. Hey, we have our marching orders. We're gonna beat the crap out of anyone. And I would say that they kept it going for three periods. Like three periods, the amount of energy that it requires to stay at that level, I think, is insane.
Well, the Bruins had a run there.
You're a football player. Is it easier to initiate the hit or take the hit? Physically.
It's easier to initiate the hit.
Okay, so that's what they're doing.
Right? Yeah.
When you ask me physically, what is tougher? Is it tougher to hit a guy against the boards or take that hit? So you start talking about wearing guys down. You know, yeah, that's well, just like you said, football, it's the same thing.
Well, even if I sit there and I try and flip it into another sport, when you think of like some of these heavy run dominant teams, like the Oakland Raiders are going to be a big physical, they don't really care. They're just going to try and physically beat you up, as opposed to a team that likes to spread you out, call them finesse, but you know what? They're going to dink and they're going to dunk, and I would say, okay, which one works better? Well, I mean, it depends, but I would always take the big physical team right off the bat. If there was like a draft as far as what you could take, okay, there's physicality or speed. Which one do you want? In any sport, really. You want physicality?
Well, what sport is it?
Call it hockey. You want physicality, toughness, or would you have speed and skill? And doesn't it kind of determine, it's based on what you grew up with, what you think works, what your personality is?
But it's not, the correct answer is not one or the other. It's a blend, right? I mean, these guys, it's not like they're not skilled at all. I mean, Tarasenko and O'Reilly.
I know.
He's talking gray for you right now.
No, but it's not that. Yeah, because it's not.
But
though, right?
If you have a draft, it's the Fourier draft, and you only have two picks.
Because speed and skill is tougher to find, and then I'll find a big guy that can hit.
Well, and you know what, Christian?
Once you take speed and skill, you can't have a big guy. How about that?
But here's the other thing, Christian. Hockey is going in the direction of speed and skill, which is why the Bruins have altered the players that they bring in here. You're seeing St. Louis with a throwback. Lou's right. You want to talk about skilled players? The Bruins have more skilled players than St. Louis by far.
Yeah.
St. Louis is just playing old-fashioned hockey. And to this point, for two of these games, they've been able to get away with it. Now, we'll see what happens on Thursday night.
I will give you credit. Okay, we talked about what Berube was doing, and I thought it was a bad idea.
Smart.
I did not think it was going to work. Holy cow. It could not have worked any better for him. I almost feel like he added a little bit to his speech at the end when he was explaining this, what his technique was.
This was Berube the other day after that Game 3 loss.
First of all, we're the least penalized team in the league in the first three rounds, and now all of a sudden we've taken 14 penalties in one series. So, I don't know. I don't buy into all that, to be honest with you. I think that we can definitely be more composed after the whistle. I think we've let, you know, some frustration get in there where we're maybe do too much after the whistle. So we'll clean that up for sure. But like I said, we're the least penalized team in the league coming into this series. So, you know, I don't agree with all the calls.
Okay.
Well, the problem with that is that, you know, the Bruins were as well, right? I mean, they were 1-2 the whole time. And that's coming off of a game in which, you know, the Bruins had 4 power plays, all right? The Blues had 5. The Bruins had 3 penalties, you know, as far as the power plays go. The fourth one was because you challenged an offside that didn't work. You know, so it's like he's complaining about power plays when it was really 5-3 as far as the refs go on the ice.
Hey, stupid.
Right? And they just, 4 shots.
Yeah, but see, what
I'm not concerned about your penalty kill.
But it wasn't about that game. that had just been completed. He was buying the next game.
Well, I'll tell you what he was buying. He was buying, he felt like the Bruins had been embellishing.
Correct.
So what the Blues did last night, they repaid the favor.
They embellished.
Because that Tarasenko, that penalty,
yes.
Left in the if anything, he got hurt because he flapped his head back in faking that he got elbowed in the head.
Lou, he had to sell it.
I mean, he didn't
do it. How about Schwartz taking the fall? How about that one? I mean, that was
about Bennington? Marchand right. Walked by and, like, hit his stick barely.
Somebody shot him from the second back.
He fell back. So, I mean, they felt like the Bruins were embellishing a little bit. They paid him back, and it worked for them, even though the Bruins got a shorthanded goal on that penalty.
But I said this yesterday. There's only one way that the Blues can play in this series. They are not as talented as the Bruins. They don't have the skill. In the open ice, they can't score goals the way the Bruins do.
It's like 2011 all over again.
Exactly.
Were the Bruins as talented as Vancouver?
The flip side, right. So they struggle to score. You can see it. They do not get quality shots off, many of them during the course of the game. So what Berube did yesterday was basically say, I need to go out there, and we need to pound the crap, and you need to not call penalties on us. And he got those officials thinking. Yeah. That first period, no penalties. Are you kidding me?
See, I thought that I was expecting it in game two. Okay, you're kind of surprised. You're a little tired. Okay, you weren't expecting. You knew they were going to come after you, but you had no idea it was going to be as rough and physical as it was. So now you're ready. It's game four. You know what to expect. They're desperate, they're angry, and they're fighting for their lives. You should have known, and you should have been prepared for that. I mean,
you can say that all you want.
It boggles my
mind. It always happens this way.
I get it, right? But
right.
You know it's coming.
Yep.
So, all right, so the first goal, okay, wraparound by O'Reilly. I feel like, you know, Rask should have been ready for that one.
He was already committed to the other side.
If he doesn't slip, I think he stops that goal.
But he was committed to the right side. Now suddenly he had to get back up on the left side.
But he slipped in the process of getting over to the left side.
I'm not blaming him for that one.
No, I know. And even then, I'm like, man.
The easiest guy to throw under the bus.
All right, we'll get to Rask.
We'll do
Cassidy today because Cassidy now understands that you can sway these guys. You can play some games using the media. And we'll get into that. We'll also give you the latest. Who knows? We've got ourselves a Bruins insider. Maybe there's something new here on Zdeno Chara.
I think we do.
We'll get to all of that. Our friend Dino Costa, is he a friend or is he an enemy? I guess he's kind of an enemy.
He wants to fight.
He wants to kick the crap out of us.
He's what you would call a frenemy.
Dino frenemy. Costa.
Why is he even a frenemy? Did you hear what he said? Called us bitches and wants to fight us.
Yeah, but I heard some other stuff from last night. I'm like, maybe he just wants to be friends. And he doesn't know how to do it.
You're good at that. You're good at bringing people in.
Maybe he just realized he'd probably get his ass kicked.
Exactly.
And now he wants to be
by me. Maybe not by you guys, but I would kick his ass.
You're going after Doug Vaughn? You don't go after Doug Vaughn.
Our guy Pierre McGuire will join us as well from NBC. We get to the phone calls as well. We'll open them up at 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think the talk about the referees, I think it had a factor because the referees didn't want to be involved in this game.
Two power plays.
It was a rough game. It was a physical game, but they let them play. They let them hit each other. They kept it clean for the most part. The high sticks were called. One of the penalties was a puck going in the stand. So I think that little bit of begging by the Blues helped. I think they got them going. The refs just stayed off their backs.
Barry Melrose in his 2.5 minutes on ESPN last night, giving you the breakdown of Craig Berube was absolutely 100% correct in what he did. And I brought it up yesterday, and only because I've seen it so many times over the years. You see it a lot in the NBA. And they're human beings, these officials, and they suddenly think about it. You've got them thinking about it. So what?
Even though it was the same crew. And I know you're going to play the Cassidy sound because it shouldn't have. There's no reason for it. And I would say, like you guys talked about the embellishing, It's almost like they, it's like Ruby said, listen, I'm going to show you some NBA games. I'm going to show you some soccer games. This is how you do it. And the fact that they did it. They actually did it. Right. They pulled it off.
But more importantly, I think what Berube was trying to do is he knew the only way they could play is go out there and beat the crap out of the Bruins, which they did from the opening gun. And he didn't want them calling penalties on his team because he knew they were going to be the aggressors. They were going to be the ones that were going to really do most of the physical stuff. So Cassidy was smart. Today, he addressed it.
Well, I found it interesting, and I I fully expect, I mean, they got the best refs. They go through the process like teams do, right? They get evaluated, and they're here because they've been the best throughout. So I would expect that they wouldn't get baited into somebody's comments. Mm. They should be better than that if they did. I certainly didn't expect them to. They should have a degree of professionalism, call the calls they see. That's why the night before, I found it odd. I mean, we killed five power plays. We scored on our four. One was in the last minute, so it's inconsequential. One was on them that they got called for. So it wasn't an infraction. They got called for a bench minor for a challenge of an offside. So really, there's a couple that they could look at that affected the game. I think one in the first period, one in the second. So I think it was a bit of a ruse. And like I said, hopefully they didn't get caught up into it. Going into last night, the call on Clifton was a head scratcher. Tarasenko went to reverse hit him, and I don't think there was any contact to the head at all, other than his own head maybe. Him leading with it, so I don't know where that call came from. That's the only one I was unhappy with. There's always some that let go, Steve, either way, that they could call, so it's hard to nitpick through everyone. So that's my thought on that.
Man, he spent a lot of time with it.
Oh, he's
should
good.
Be, I love it when you say, yep. Should be better. Should be better
no,
than
it's funny. When you listen to all these buzzwords, you know, talks about, he never actually gets himself into any trouble.
No.
How it's interesting. Oh, they got the best refs. Oh, they would never allow themselves to get baited. Well, I didn't think so.
So I would expect that they wouldn't get baited into somebody's comments.
Well, Berube did a little bit of that when he blamed it on his own guys getting involved in it after the play. So what you do is you taint it a little bit, but you basically put the bullseye on the official saying, come on, give me a freaking break out there. Why aren't we getting the breaks? That's what he did. Now, the people that called up yesterday that were telling me, oh, Berube's stupid, Berube's an idiot, Berube's going to get fined. He didn't get fined, all right? Do you feel the same way about your coach now? Or is this just a laundry thing? Because Cassidy's doing the right thing to try to see if he can buy the officials for Game 5 in the Garden with the home crowd screaming and yelling. And Berube did the right thing yesterday, and it paid off.
I just felt like Berube yesterday, the stuff that we played the other day, wasn't more of, you know, I believed it was gamesmanship. I just didn't exactly agree with it. You know, I mean, the shots they're taking, there's guys falling on the ice with concussions. You know, I mean, the shots they're taking is cross checks to the head, and they're checking their face. I mean, you know, and again, you're bitching about four penalties. One was because of you. You know, it was bench minor because you challenged a call. So, you know, the he really should have been more upset about his penalty kill and the fact that it was four shots and four goals.
Well, yeah, and by the way, was Sanquist back there last night? Did you notice Sanquist back there last night? That they were much better on the two times they had to kill off penalties.
I know it was 2 minutes and 15 seconds into that game. I remember him burying Pasternak and setting the tone.
Yes.
Because Pasternak didn't want to fight for the puck. That wasn't a very good start.
Yeah, I would say this. He was all over the ice, but he was particularly good in the penalty-killing situation. Listen, I think what he's doing is you play with these officials. You don't think the officials read any of this stuff? They read all of this stuff. They watch.
It was a bit of a ruse, and like I said, hopefully they didn't get caught up into it. Going into last night.
It's smart in his part. Okay, the big concern right now, though, if you're the Bruins, and we've already gone over it, two games that they've won handedly, certainly that second one they won handedly, and they've played the game the way they want to play it. The two games they've lost, St. Louis has played the game they want to play it. Then you lose Zdeno Chara in the second period of that game last night. When you add that you've already lost Matt Grzelcyk and you've already lost Miller.
Well, even without him for a while.
But you've lost half of your defensive core, your six defensemen. You've lost three of those guys. And you now need to go into important Game 5, Game 6, Game 7. So the big fellow over here is our insider when it comes to what's going on with athletes in town. And I'm telling you, he's connected. He is connected. Don't laugh at this.
Jimmy Stewart, our Celtics insider there.
Yeah. is that the comparison? Oh, no.
So what's
I've been right, though.
I'm here with Kyrie. You're always right on this stuff. Wants to play in Miami.
So what's...
That's what I'm hearing.
No, that's a different insider.
He wants to take over Dwayne Wade's legacy. That's what I heard. I heard he really likes him. He loves Miami. A lot of good sheepskin down there. You can wear people's skin as sweaters. I like cats. Go over to the truck for a minute. Yeah.
So we have our own insider. He's a little bit more reliable, especially when it comes to injuries to players. So what are you hearing there, Big Fan?
He's done.
What do you mean he's done?
He's done. I can quote it. Dunsky is what I got. He's
breaking Dunsky. To Daniel Char is done for the series.
Done for the series.
No.
What do you? Okay, well, then we'll find out on Thursday. Dunsky, and I am hearing that.
Why are you questioning? He's been good at this.
Because he's got this son-in-law that's given him all this, you know, practical knowledge on hockey, and he's running with it like he's got inside information, but it's really not inside information like I got. I got the real inside information.
Well, done, we know the injury.
Not
but go
playing,
ahead.
Done.
What's the injury?
Broken jaw.
Yes. So you think that's it?
That's it. He's done. I mean, well, I can quote this. Can we quote this out?
Dunsky?
Says,
how do we spell Dunsky?
I figured out. D-O-N-E-S-K-I.
S-K-I.
Yes, and that is
just
a quote.
Speaking Polish over here?
That's
what
a quote. What? So what do you want me to do? That's it. And
let's try to figure it out, because this is hockey now. If it was just he lost a couple teeth and he needed a few stitches, they wouldn't say he was advised not to return, okay? He was sitting on the bench because he wanted to be part of the team, and he was wearing a shield over his face just in case a loose puck came toward the bench, right? He didn't leave the bench other than to try to get the guys psyched up during the timeouts. That was it. They were not going to put him back into the game. Why would they not put him back in the game? Because they feared he had a fractured or broken jaw.
Had to be, right?
You're not going to send him back out there with a broken jaw. You're not going to race him to some hospital in St. Louis. You're going to do any surgery back here in Boston.
Absolutely.
The question I would have is, you know, I guess depends on the broken jaw, right? And see what happens if he's able to play with it or not.
He fractured his jaw.
You wire that thing, can't play, breathe through your nose the whole time for 38 minutes?
That's tough.
22 minutes?
Do they do that on a regular basis? Because I'm thinking, hell no.
No, they don't. Broken jaw, you don't play.
No, here's the thing. He's done. He's not playing.
What did Dunn have? Was Dunn just,
he got popped.
They wired his jaw up too, and he missed how many games? He missed the whole last series.
Well, I'm hearing.
Ooh.
Well, it depends.
Ooh,
but I mean,
another insider.
I'm just saying.
Dueling insiders.
You don't completely wire it shut.
Well, that's not really, that's more of your medical opinion. That's your medical opinion. You're not giving me inside information.
He's giving you medical information.
Go ahead. Now you go.
Why do they only wire up part of
go
the
ahead.
Jaw?
So you can. So for that reason, so you can breathe. And he won't wear a mask. He won't wear the cage because, like, what he was wearing last night, that kind of can hit your jaw. What he would wear is this long, just a lower part. You know the little visor thing? It's almost just on the bottom of it, and it goes way out.
It's like
out,
the Stormtrooper's helmet, right? One of those? Yeah.
No, but it's all around. It's from, like, your ear to your ear, but it's more of protecting your jaw and your mouth.
That all sounds nice and great and all.
But a hockey player, they wire it. They won't wire it completely shut, and he'll be out there, and he will play because it's Zdeno.
Oh, yeah. I heard. He's a cyborg.
Not because
he's not human. He's half man, half robot.
No, because it's the Stanley Cup.
I hate to say it, though.
They don't wire completely shut. But
this may destroy Wiggy's whole argument.
Can
the Chara,
you imagine?
They don't need Chara out there. This is a huge loss.
Well, hold on.
Huge.
Can you imagine? Okay, so it's a physical game, right?
You ever played that game, Mortal Kombat?
We already know that St. Louis is, they're not ashamed or afraid to flirt with the edge and win by any means necessary. You're telling me you feel comfortable? I don't care who the hell you are, how tall you are, Sasquatch. That you're okay going out there with those guys knowing that your jaw is broken?
But you think he cares.
Yeah, I do.
It's game five of the cup.
I do think he cares.
See, I don't.
Hockey is different.
I think he sat on that bench. Bench and was like, what am I doing? Do whatever it takes.
That was the worst
look
ever.
Don't wire it completely shut.
Hold on.
So I can breathe and let's go.
Can we do this? Do you agree that was the worst look imaginable?
Oh, terrible.
It's like,
because he couldn't even open his mouth and say, let's go, boys. Right? He just sort of sat there. He was like,
and he was bleeding. He was bleeding as he was on the bench.
Sounds like Frankenstein when he sees fire.
So you think he will play, Lou?
They can put plates and wrap wires around your teeth. Put orthodontic
cases
on.
From the Google
machine. I'm trying to tell you, I'm not Googling anything.
I know. Even on the Google machine.
This is from a professional hockey player.
No, you don't. Okay, fine.
MD.com.
It doesn't matter.
Can
He's
I
not
tell
an
you
insider.
What
He's
has
a
been
hockey
done?
Player.
Can I tell you
tell
what
me
has
what's been done?
Go ahead. To other hockey players.
Yes.
They don't wire it completely shut so they can breathe. Can I just tell you that?
Okay.
All right.
Breathe through their nose.
They put plates in there. They wrap wires around the teeth. Put orthodontic bands to keep your jaw aligned the right way. So it's not completely shut.
So you know there's people that constantly have their mouths open all the time. That's what he's going to look like.
Yeah, we're not talking about like if the guy was on the street, they'd wire it shut and he wouldn't do anything for whatever weeks. But we're talking about Zdeno Chara and the Stanley Cup.
You have a problem here, Boston. Boston hockey fans.
Yeah, I don't feel good about this, Lou.
Your guy.
We'll don't feel good about this.
Will be sitting on the bench in full uniform, by the way.
No, he won't.
In like a 5-year-old helmet.
No, they won't. Right. I'm going to go with the plates, the wires, the orthodontic bands.
If it's true that you've lost 50% going into the playoffs, 50%. I know Kevin Miller's been out for a while, but 50% of your top six defensemen. Are you in trouble in a series like this? You're even now 2-2. It literally is a 3-game series. Are you in trouble? I think this changes the entire complexion of the series, where I thought the Bruins, there was no way they were going to lose it. I, from the beginning, unlike you guys, thought it was going to be a long series because I had a little bit more respect for St. Louis and the way they play and the physicality of the way they play. But I think this changes everything.
So they're in a world of trouble.
So we open up the phone lines and let you do the talking at 617-779-7937. Isn't it great to have two doctors and two NHL insiders in the same
studio?
Who'd
have thunk it?
On one show? What other show is that?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
So we have our own insider. He's a little bit more reliable, especially when it comes to injuries to players. So what are you hearing there, Big Fan?
He's done.
What do you mean he's done?
He's done. I can quote it. Dunsky is what I got. Dunsky.
Zdeno Chara is done for the series.
Done for the series.
No.
What? What do you? Okay. Well, then we'll find out on Thursday. Dunsky.
Well, I'm hearing.
Ooh.
Well, it depends.
Ooh.
But I mean,
another insider.
No, I'm just saying.
You don't. Dueling insiders.
You don't completely wire it shut.
That all sounds nice and great and all.
But a hockey player, they wire it. They won't wire it completely shut, and he'll be out there and he will play because it's Zdeno.
Dunsky.
They can put plates. And wrap wires around your teeth. Put orthodontic. Hold on, I'm trying to tell you, I'm not Googling anything.
I know.
It's good to see we're all on the same page. You know what's funny? We're getting some reaction from some of our media friends out there. Is he just joking?
Well, I think the one thing you confirm is that it is indeed a broken jaw.
Yes.
And now the question is, depends on how severe.
Right.
How many breaks are there?
Dunsky.
If there's a couple breaks, I mean, that's what it depends on what they're able to do, if they're able to leave it open, not completely shut. But I know the hockey players, they can.
Hockey players do a lot. They go through a lot.
They completely shut it, and they can help you breathe, and they can get through. You know, if this was December, we wouldn't be talking about this.
Hey, just a couple weeks, come back, you'd be fine.
But it's not. It's game 5 of the Stanley Cup.
You do get 2 days.
So they say, we advise you to wire it shut. That's great. I appreciate it. But how do I play? Can you keep my mouth open a little bit? Help me breathe here. Yeah, we can do that. Do that then. I mean, you don't think they're going to go with that option unless they can't, unless it's broken in 2-3 spots.
Dunsky. So now what? and Cassidy already kind of gave
medical term.
What are you
Dunsky?
Listen, you laugh about it all you want.
I'm not.
I'm
laughing.
Right every time. I'm right.
I don't care.
You know, I know I sell it in a funny. You know, in a funny way where it makes people think, oh, it can't be serious.
Sell a medical
I get it. It's fine.
Who's got two thumbs and is the best at everything? This guy.
Christian, I've already given you credit in the past. And for those media people that are texting us right now saying, is he just joking? Is he
no,
real?
I told you earlier.
Guys like this who are around those other athletes, around the other trainers, around the other gyms or whatever, they get this information. Over the years, I've found they have been far more reliable than a lot of front office people because front office people sometimes will lie to you. Will give you other information because they don't want it to get back to the other team, especially when you got 2 days for them to prepare for whether Chara is going to play or not on Thursday. So I'd believe the big fellow over
here. He would have to be an actual cyborg to play.
There you go. There you go.
So if
he's a medical trainer.
If he is, then he is an actual cyborg created by Skynet here to destroy the world.
I think you got good info on the broken jaw.
Yep.
but I think you have an emotional source.
You think? Well, that's, now, hold on.
The sky is falling.
The emotions.
The sky is falling.
Team, the accuracy, we're not questioning. We're questioning
the emotional
emotions.
State. Yeah, it's done. Oh, it's over. You can't do it.
No. I don't roll in those circles. The people I roll with are strong, and they have a strong self-worth, and they're not going to be, you know, move one way or the
other. Listen, hockey players.
I sell medical sales.
Hockey players are much different than any of the other athletes. They are. They're different.
Well, this one's
he's even more so. This guy has a tolerance for pain well above anybody else. I still think this is going to be very difficult. And if he goes on the ice, I'm not sure he can play anywhere near.
This will test Wiggy's theory.
Yes, it is.
That he is a liability. Okay, so take him off the ice. Ooh. Stephen Kanfer. Woo-hoo!
For somebody who's they may be.
Cassidy's talking about possibly having seven defensemen
if he
can't go and Grizzly can't go.
What a surprise. He would say that so quickly.
He's right. You got to give it to him. He did say that right after the game.
Oh, I think somebody asked him.
No, he knew.
Would you consider keeping seven defensemen? And he talked about the left-right. Let's hear from him. What's he say?
Well, the back end could have a domino effect, Steve,
Steve,
listen, again, speculation. I hate doing this, but if we're out 2D, Grizz and Z, we might have to play seven defense.
Ooh, message.
I mean, you're putting guys in there that haven't played a ton, so maybe we got to look at, okay, how does this best work out for us? We use a guy situationally to take Z's PK minutes if need be, another guy to match up, which, of course, would be, you know, reaching into an area where, you know, a young kid hasn't played in the playoffs at all for us, so we got to be careful there. 11 forwards, I think we can manage. We've used, you know, different guys, double shifted throughout the year. We got some, so that part doesn't worry me as much as how's it going to affect a young guy came out of the lineup. Now we just plug a D in. It's worked well for us so far. So that could be the other option.
Right. What was this, 8 or 10 minutes after the game? He knew exactly what he was dealing with. He had already thought about
right
it. He was talking to his other coaches and saying, okay, what do we do now, guys?
He's done.
He's right.
He's
right.
Done and right. Done. So if you're going to win this cup, if you're going to best out of three, okay, starting right here, right now, forget about, let's just do this. We can all scrap our opinions right now. Okay, I'm not gonna hold you accountable for your prediction, and so you don't have to hold
mine's
me
still
for my
alive.
Prediction.
Still
you
think
Bruins
dead. You
in
had
five.
The way that he had five.
Bruins in five can still happen.
Mine's the only one alive.
Why? I'm not backing up at all. I'm just saying, let's play a new game. No one's held accountable for their original prediction. Okay, it's a best of three based on the personnel and the bodies available right here and right now. You've seen four games. You got three to play, two in Boston, one back in St. Louis. Who wins?
Let's just say Boston 7.
Anything could happen.
Will you stay
just say Boston
within
in
the
seven.
Lanes? No. Best of three right now.
Oh, okay, Boston in three.
Okay.
What the hell's the difference?
Well, be Boston in two.
No, you're going to say Boston in two?
Best of three.
That would be a six-game series then.
What are you talking about?
There's only a three-game series.
No.
So there's only a three-game series.
Don't confuse yourself.
No, it's okay, a three-game series. Forget it. You've seen
Boston
it.
Boston will win in three games.
Sweep?
What the hell are we talking about?
They
right
only
now?
Have to win two.
Holy
they
Jesus.
Don't have to win three. Do the
I
math.
I said two.
What are you talking about?
I said two.
No, do it.
No, they're going to lose one, no, win one, said, then win one.
I said, okay, it only takes
Christian,
two.
Christian, stop.
What are you
said,
I'm so confused.
Jesus, this is unbelievable.
No, come on,
God, I hope Dino Costa beats the living crap out of you. Okay, he says Bruins in seven. I'm going to move my prediction from Bruins in six to Bruins in seven because I think St. Louis is going to win one of the next two. Okay, now what do you want?
I don't know. I still think they sweep.
So they win the next two.
You already lost. It's an even series.
I'm an insider now. Jeez. I'm not about analytics.
No. He's saying they're going to win the next three games.
All three. Because they have to win
three. They don't need two.
Bruins in my scenario, they have to win all three.
I'm going to phone calls. I'm done with
so
you.
I'm so confused.
I'm done with you. You're good, you're good with the sources, but terrible with the analysis. Here's Larry in a car. Hello, Larry.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Larry.
All right. Hey, listen, I played hockey when I was in high school. I got my jaw broken and teeth knocked out.
Yep.
I got a wired shut, and they chucked me right back out there.
You had a broken jaw?
Yeah.
They wired it completely shut?
Not completely shut, but just a little bit of spacer so I could breathe. And I also played basketball on my off hours, and I got hit a couple times.
Oh, you're superhuman. You're superhuman.
Well, what bone did you break? Because I want to know specifically what bone you broke, because I know exactly what's going on.
I don't know. This is when I was 18 years old. Okay, so all I know is that it was that I broke my jaw, knocked out my front teeth, and they wired me shut.
Are you a pretty man?
And and I
What's that?
you know what else I did?
So did I busted my leg.
Oh, stop it, Larry.
You should have stopped playing sports a long time ago.
Exactly. I don't need Larry's life
anymore. At 18, he busted his leg. His teeth,
does anybody?
He was dumb enough to play basketball.
So does anybody play basketball with a broken jaw?
He's going to play with a broken jaw.
So you tell me, if he goes out there and plays, does anybody believe that he's capable? He's already having some issues out there. Though, unlike Wiggy, I think he is extremely valuable. I think it's one reason that St. Louis is having trouble in front of the net. Everything is clogged up, and it's all because of his presence. But does anybody believe he's going to play anywhere close to the level that he is capable of playing at right now? Because
I don't think he's playing anyway.
No, you're probably right. Matter. So if he does, we're going on Lou's premise.
Okay,
you know,
that he's going to shoot it up. He's going to have a metal plate on the side of his face.
Yep, I think they'll go right at him. I think they will.
I would.
St. Louis will go right at him. It is not a good situation.
I don't know if there's enough. I don't know if there's enough pain medication to make that.
Well, bringing up two defensemen, so it would be what Camphor and I don't know. Dale was talking about this kid Vikinainen, whatever.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
I'm just going to call him Vikinainen.
Who's a Heinen?
Vikinainen.
Yeah,
we're just going to call him Vikinainen.
That's what Charles is going to need.
So yeah, because
he's going to need a lot of it.
Playing in his first
left
playoff
and right
game.
Defense. Yes, you can go seven guys.
I'm not going to be on the radio.
That's
day.
You. Could you have played? Could you came? You didn't come to work that day.
That was
day.
The Stanley Cup. I would have played.
You didn't come to work that day. That was a big ratings week, and we lost you for that day.
It was a dental.
We needed
implant.
You.
It was a dental implant.
He had like a filling.
God, what a
had a cavity, and they filled his cavity.
Dan's in the state of Vermont. Hello, Dan.
Hey guys, how you doing? I just wanted to say I've played with Guy down Green Bay.
Hold on, tell the story.
You guys always got something to say about something.
Come on, Dan, let's go.
So listen, this guy was not a professional hockey player. He had his jaw wired shut. He was still effective. It was not 2 days after the game. It was probably about a week, but. I mean, this is a men's league in Greenfield. We're not talking about the NHL. I think he's gonna be out there.
Okay.
And you know, even if he's only out there 10 minutes, don't you think he could still help the team?
No,
I think he should just sit on the bench in full uniform, like one of those kids back in the old days when the crappy players never got to play.
Now listen. I don't think this kid, everybody knew this kid had a broken jaw, and don't think like we weren't trying to. He was probably the best player on the ice, and we were trying to rough him up a little bit. And he did take a shot or two. But he kept playing.
All right, Dan. Thank you for
this. Why are you being disrespectful to the caller? Why are you being disrespectful? He's telling a story.
Well, let me tell you. I'll tell you what my problem is.
You're respecting his opinion.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to have everybody call us up and say, yeah, they wired my jaw shut in Little League. We're going to have everybody call up with stuff that has happened to them. This is professional sports. This is at the highest level. This is now the final series of the season. And we're going to compare stories to what somebody happened when they were 14 or 15 years old.
So if guys are willing to do it, no, that's not what we're about. If guys are willing to do it in a men's league, then it should lead you to believe that it would be easy for Char to do it when he's got 3 games left.
It's not easy for anybody to do any of this stuff.
You don't think it's easy to play with a broken jaw? You don't need to work with a broken jaw.
I've never played with a broken jaw.
Isaiah Thomas can't work with a broken jaw.
That's right. There you go.
He didn't have any stupid plate.
There was a little fracture back here.
He fractured
his jaw.
It's like some restrictor plate from NASCAR he's going to have on the side of his face.
Here's Mario. He's next up here on OMF. Hey, Mario.
Hey, I just wanted to give you guys a word of warning about Dino Costa.
Dino Costa.
Why do we need a warning?
Ryan, you mean?
Oh, yeah, Ryan Patrick. Yeah, but anyway, listen, so...
How did you know that, Mario?
Well, because I've been a listener of his for 10 years. I know a thing or two. I do my homework. I did my homework on you guys, and I know Dino pretty well. I just want to say... Like, I have no reason to believe he's not going to come in and make nice, but that might lead you to believe that he's backing down from what he said. You're making him out to be a studio tough guy.
He is a studio tough guy.
And okay. Win, right?
What's his name?
He said the T word, so I was...
Yeah.
I would summarily kick each and every one of their asses.
Now, that's a studio tough guy. If he walked into this room, and he would start laughing with us, right?
Of course.
That's what guys do all the time.
Of course.
They're playing a game.
Could you imagine the war stories between Glenn and Dino?
It would be nice.
Is it serious?
Yeah. Oh, he did kind of call you out a little bit last night, though.
called me off.
Like he was confused by some of your comments.
Like all of Glenn's stories, there's a little bit of exaggeration.
Did we learn a little bit of exaggeration?
Hold on.
Are you going to believe me or Dino Costa?
No, I know you exaggerate.
Is that your real name?
Stretch the truth.
What's more,
Glenn?
Glenn, I don't think so. I bet you anything his real name is not Glenn Ordway. It's like something like Philip, Steve,
Philip,
Jane. Randy Stevens. He's like some guy from the South and they got two first names.
So Dino went at us again last night?
No, he played nice last night, like you would expect. It's almost like once he heard, oh my God, they heard what I said about him. Oh my God, now what? Oh no, they're mad. So he played nice.
Well, it's obvious what he's trying to do. Callahan picked up on it. He wants to work here.
Let's bring him in.
That's what he wants to work.
Bring him in.
I mean, hold an audition?
Yes.
He's
going to have one today.
Excuse me. He's
going to have an audition today.
He's working out of a van in Wyoming.
Down by the river.
Selling meth, isn't he? I mean, that's what he's doing right now.
Here's my first question. If we're the judges on our, you know, our new like little, you want to be a radio host in Boston, you got to do a good Ordway impression. If you can do a good Ordway impression, I'm good with it. I'm good. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm not looking to make friends.
I can feel that. No problem.
Don't you have to be a little bit more versatile than just throwing out? I would think so. All right, 617-779-7937. If there's no Chara, are you concerned now that they might lose this
there's
series?
There's a lot of arrogance
so
going
far,
on
there
right
were some
now.
People who have been smart
they don't care.
In analyzing the series, thought it would be a long series. Others thought it was going to be very quick.
Toot.
But now that you do not have Chara in this series, are you fearful they can lose this series? By the way, Pierre Maguire will give us his 2 cents
right,
coming up at 3:30. We're back to the phone calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.